Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, of course, B'nai Yisrael begin the very long process of the Galus in Mitzrayim, the Avdus in Mitzrayim, the slavery and oppression in Mitzrayim. We're also introduced in this week's Parsha to Moshe Rabbeinu, the man who is going to receive the Torah at Har Sinai, of course, beforehand, is the one who is the Shaliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring B'nai Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. But the beginning of his career is not so simple. He has to flee Mitzrayim, and he runs all the way to Midian. And when he flees to Midian, he goes to a well, and he saves the daughters of Yisro. And when the daughters of Yisro report back to their father what happened, the Torah says in Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudtes, Vatomarna, they said, the daughters said to Yisro, Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Miyad Haroim, this Egyptian man saved us from the shepherds, Vagam Dalo Dalalanu Vayashke Satzon, he gave us water, he had our cattle drink. That's what the Torah says, and they describe Moshe Rabbeinu as an Ish Mitzri, they describe him as an Egyptian man. And the Medrash Rabbah in Devarim, in Parshas Vayeschanan, in Parsha Beis Piskaches, the Medrash says that the reason why Moshe was not buried in Eretz Yisrael is because of this pasuk. Moshe heard himself described as an Ish Mitzri, and he didn't object, he didn't protest. He didn't say, wait a second, I'm not an Egyptian, I'm an Ish Ivri. And the Medrash compares Moshe to Yosef. When Yosef is accused by Potiphar's wife in Vayeshev, in Breishis Lamed Tes, Pasuk Yudalid, when Ashes Potiphar calls him an Ish Ivri, he doesn't object. In fact, later in Parshas Vayeshev, when he's talking to the Sar HaMashkim in Breishis Perek Mem, Pasuk Tesvav, he says, Ki gunov gunavti me Eretz HaIvrim, I was taken, I was kidnapped from the Eretz HaIvrim, from Eretz Canaan. And the Medrash says that the reason why Yosef was buried in Eretz Yisrael and Moshe was not is because Yosef, even though he was in Egypt, he described himself, he identified himself as an Ish Ivri, but Moshe did not. He called himself, or at least he allowed himself, to be called an Ish Mitzri. And we have to ask the obvious question. It's not fair. Yosef was from Eretz Yisrael. He was from Eretz Canaan. He was born there. So of course, he's going to say, Ki gunov gunavti me Eretz HaIvrim. I come from the Eretz HaIvrim. I come from Eretz Canaan. But Moshe was an Egyptian. He was born in Egypt. He lived in Egypt for decades before coming to Midian and meeting Yisro's daughters. So why was it so bad that he didn't protest when he heard them describe him as an Ish Mitzri? This question is asked by Rav Meir Yechiel Halevi Halstak. He was known as the Ashtravtzer Rav, and he died in 1928. The Ashtravtzer Rav asks this question, and he gives a most beautiful answer. Excuse me, it's found in a 3-volume set of Svarim called Meir Einei Chachamim. It's in volume 1 in the introduction, and it's written by his student, Rav Leibish Rosenberg, says the Ashtravtzer Rav. Kulanu af begalus nikraim b'nei Yisrael lefi she'avos avoseinu galu misham v'tikvatenu lachzor. The Ashtravtzer Rav says that no matter where we're from, no matter where we're born, we are all b'nei Eretz Yisrael, because our avos came from there, and we all want to return. We're all from Eretz Yisrael. It's a powerful message. It doesn't matter where we're born, doesn't matter where we're raised, doesn't matter where we live. Our homeland is Eretz Yisrael. Everywhere else is just a place we're visiting. And I have it's an incredible story that happened to me and to my father, actually, a number of years ago. We were walking in the old city of Yerushalayim. We were walking with Rav Simcha Cohen Cook. He's the chief rabbi of Rehovot. He's also the rabbi of the Churva Synagogue in the old city. Excuse me, he's the great nephew of Rav Avram Yitzchak Cohen Cook. Anyway, we were walking, and a group of about 4 men came over to Rav Cook, and they introduced themselves. Rav Cook said, where are you from? So one of the men said, I'm from Los Angeles, he's from Cleveland, and those two are from New York. And Rav Kook politely corrected them and he said, you are all from Israel. You are temporarily from Los Angeles. You are temporarily from Cleveland. They are temporarily from New York. But you're all from Eretz Yisrael. It's exactly what the Ashtravtzer Rav said. It's exactly what we learned about Yosef and about Moshe Rabbeinu. We should all be zocha to live in Eretz Yisrael, but even if not, currently if we're unable to live in Eretz Yisrael, but we should all, Im Yirtzeh Hashem, identify ourselves as people whose homeland is Eretz Yisrael. Have an amazing day, everyone.